We're on the air, and joining me right now from Southern California, I believe, is none other than really a good friend of mine. I've for a while, I don't like to use that term too often, but in this particular case, we've got very close, and he is the Jazz Cat himself. I know him as Leroy Downs. You know him as a Jazz Cat. You've all met him out at the Monterey Jazz Festival, hosting many times, and he now joins us on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio for his Live with the Jazz Cat segment. How you doing, Leroy?
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good, and happy holidays to you.
Well, thanks so much. As I say, it's always a blessing for you to give me the opportunity to be here on KRML Jazz Radio, so thank you to you.
My pleasure. You take it away.
All right. Well, today we've got a Grammy-nominated, award-winning trumpet player of the Latin jazz fame. His name is Mr. Bobby Rodriguez. Hey, Bobby.
Leroy, thank you so much for having me on.
Man, it's always a pleasure, you know. Whenever I think of you or whenever I see you, you always have a huge smile on your face, and that brightness is exemplified in your music.
Well, you know, I really believe that a smile is a very positive thing. It's a very powerful piece of my equipment because I think our world needs more smiles than anything else right now, and that's what I try and bring to my music as well, something that'll uplift, get people thinking about something positive, something that will help another person.
Yeah. Right now and forever, we always seem to need that. What was the path that led you to the Latin jazz explosion of Mr. Bobby Rodriguez?
Oh, that's a CD that I was nominated for a Latin Jazz Grammy, and that was in 2000. We made our first record, Bobby Rodriguez Latin Jazz Plays Duke Ellington, and that was after a long hiatus. I actually dropped out of the music business, not as a professional, but just as a visible leader, because it was just an incredible 7-8 years in the 70s. I went on tour with the Brothers Johnson, Quincy Jones. I was on the big stage, you know, dancing in spandex and playing to 20,000-30,000 audience numbers in the crowd. And to see the high-powered music and that kind of lifestyle, I came home and I was extremely disillusioned. So I literally dropped out for many years. Then we came back with this first record, Bobby Rodriguez Plays Duke Ellington. It was very well received. I took Duke songs and put them into authentic Latin jazz rhythms like salsa, merengue, 6-8, Afro-Cuban, bolero, of course, cha-cha-cha. And we decided, my wife and I, because I'm not a team of one. I'm very fortunate to be a team of two.
Yeah.
And that helps, you know, it multiplies by 100 when you have more than one person on your team. We decided to put out the next record and bring together a bunch of stuff that I had in the can for some of the records for a number of years, and we decided to call it Latin Jazz Explosion. And little did I realize, we in fact exploded on the scene. And I came home one afternoon from working all day. That was pre-cell phone days,
yeah,
for us anyway. And my wife had this look on her face, and she said, "You just got the call. You've been nominated for a Grammy."
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, you know, a Grammy is very important in our business. Not only did my price go up, but my self-esteem went up.
Yeah.
And that is the most important part, I think, of an artist's career. When they feel good, they produce better, and hopefully a longer career will prevail.
Yeah, especially when you know that you're well-respected by your peers. And one of the things, besides your great music, that will certainly bump your numbers up is the fact that you just got your doctorate.
Well, thank you, Leroy. Yeah, I went back to school after a 20-year layoff. Again, back to the 70s, I left school because I got the call, and I was on the road for 20-something years, and I decided to go back and complete my bachelor's degree. Then I decided, well, why not go for my master's degree? And then I started teaching, of course. I teach at UCLA, at UC Irvine, and Pasadena City College. And I decided, why not? Let's go for the doctorate. Again, I talked to my co-producer, my wife, and we decided we're going to make this commitment. And it has been nothing but a fantastic ride. And you know, the most important thing about the doctorate is that you learn how to investigate.
Yeah.
You learn how to understand better what you say, why you say things, and you're able to back it up with information. And that's very important, not just to speak from what you feel personally, but to be able to speak as an authority with some kind of backup of 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, some kind of history that your words can hold weight with. And I'm very proud of this accomplishment. But it's not just something that's personal. It does, in fact, reflect my love for jazz and improvisation, in that a large motivation for me was to give back to the music that has been so incredibly good to me. And I want to be a role model for those young kids who are unsure, who are uncertain, who don't believe in themselves completely, or who have had some kind of, you know, a bump in their self-esteem world. And I hope they can turn and say, hey, he's from East L.A., and if he would have followed his mother and father's dream, he would have been a very famous accountant car mechanic. But I followed my own dream, and I had to fight for it. There's no question of that. With this, I hope to give back and present music as a respectful and an honorable career. And you can make a living. You can have a good life. Everything is possible if you believe, and I certainly do.
Well, man, we believe in you. You are listening to the one and only Bobby Rodriguez, the Latin Jazz King, right here on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, you know, music is a language, Bobby, and of course, you are able to express it because you teach, as you mentioned, at UCLA and UCI. You're able to connect with the children, but you connect on another level when you play. So why don't you speak that other language for us?
Well, I'm going to put the phone down, and I'm going to give you a couple of seconds of what I do.
All right.
Thank you, Leroy.
Bobby Rodriguez, you heard him live right here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Very nice, Bobby.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you.
Well, you know, your albums that you've produced seem to cover everything from the music of Ellington, as you mentioned, and obviously that romantic flavor. You had romance in your music, you've done Christmas albums, and you've also even done educational albums teaching everybody the basic elements of the clave.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the world need to know about Latin jazz and what it can do for their lives?
Well, they first of all need to know that it's intricate. And to play it properly, there's a lot of study involved. If you're going to do it as a musician, if you're going to do it as a dancer, well, enjoy it. Have fun. Put the music up loud. But if you're going to do it as a career move, if you're going to do it because you love the music and you want to learn more, then you need to study. You need to study the great ones. Of course, Tito Puente, Eddie Palmieri. Two summers ago, I dedicated my entire summer, 3 months, to writing my first book, which is The ABCs of Latin Jazz. It's the first book that I know of that talks about the entire element of a Latin jazz group, from small band, which is, you know, a couple of horns, and rhythm, all the way up to big band, and of course, lots of rhythm. And these are the kinds of things you need to get to be friendly with, those young people that are trying to understand the music. And you don't have to be Latino to play or understand this music. It is universal. It's like jazz. Anybody can do it if they have the appropriate knowledge. Rebecca Molion also has a wonderful two books out that talk a lot about the Latin idiom and the Latin jazz styles. These are the kinds of things that our young people need to know. Libraries are free.
Yes.
Use them.
Yes.
Every library today, you walk in and you see rows of computers that are tied into the internet. And I'm on it every day looking for information about whatever it might be. And this is important, that our young people realize that the great ones are not born great, but they're born with a desire. And with that desire is the seed of progression towards a goal, and that is to be able to express, know the chords, know the rhythms, understand, and then eventually get to the point where you compose and orchestrate and do all those things that the great ones have done and have left left a legacy for us to follow.
Well, you certainly left a legacy as well, and you're doing your job to spread good Latin jazz joy all over the world. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I want to talk about a couple of things. One, your latest album entitled Trumpet Talk has a concept for the project that's pretty special, and we like to also let people know where they can get your music.
Oh, thank you, Leroy. Well, first of all, you can get anything that I'm connected with at my website, www.bobbyrodriguez.com, and you'll see everything. The Trumpet Talk CD was a coming together of all my very special friends. Kenny Burrell is featured on guitar, Alex Acuna on drums. These are mentors and friends. John Clayton on bass, and I brought in John's son, Gerald Clayton, to play piano. Because I taught Gerald when he was in high school. I was a band director of a jazz group, of the jazz band, big band, here in Los Angeles, where Gerald went to high school. And it was a wonderful experience. I saw nothing but great talent from this young man, respect, and of course his father is John Clayton, so he's given him a lot of training.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring together a group of musicians that would reflect the mentoring process and also the respect for those who have already been there and done that. And that certainly is reflective in the work of Kenny Burrell. I have two new projects coming out, and they're both big band records. We're in the middle of recording them right now. And one is Latin Jazz Christmas 2. And the next record, my personal record, will be, we're not sure what the title is, but we think it's going to be a celebration of something.
Yeah, well.
So look out for those in 2007, and I'm feeling wonderful. If I may leave your audience with one thought.
Absolutely.
Please don't ever forget that many try to succeed alone, but I know this for certain, many fail alone. So when you have your partner, and you're working together towards a common goal, this is so very important for multiplying your opportunities and chances of achieving your goal. And everything is about dreams. I have mine. I still have mine. And I've done a lot, but there's a lot more to go. And I'm just very happy to be able to contribute.
Well, my man, you mentioned one of the key elements in this music, and it's all about love. And when we hear that romantic sound come out of your trumpet, we know your wife is in a great place, you got a great team, and you're producing some great music. So we want to thank you one more time just for coming on. I appreciate you, Bobby. Bobby Rodriguez on Live with the Jazz Cat. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you, gentlemen. And if you want more information regarding Bobby Rodriguez, you can go to his website, www.bobbyrodriguez.com. And all the information that on his CDs, you can also probably secure CDs from there as well. Right, Bobby?
Absolutely. absolutely right, Gary. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll talk more about it in the next week or so. Certainly very important in the world of Latin jazz as well as jazz itself. It's pretty synonymous with jazz. So I would say thank you very much again to Leroy Downs for your segment, Live with the Jazz Cat, Leroy.
Thank you, Gary.
And we'll be right back with more from KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. If you would like more information regarding interviews held here exclusively on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio by the Jazz Cat himself, you can go to his website. That's www.thejazzcat.net. You'll be able to pick up a lot more information regarding all jazz events as well as all the interviews held exclusively here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio with certainly a lot of jazz luminaries.